The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds, they are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy.
All right, it's Taz the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Pete across the way. Thank you, boys. And Bogus with your updates as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. A couple hours left to play with. Ian Eagle will join us. Voice on CBS Sports. Also hear him doing Brooklyn Nets basketball on TV on the YES Network. He will join us a little later on in the program as well, Taz. As we kick off this hour, a little soccer as the women's national team over in Paris, over in France, I should say, played the English in the semifinals and were victorious 2-1 as they march on to the World Cup final on Sunday afternoon, where their opponent yet to be determined.
It was awesome. It was awesome. That's just, I had some things to do early in the day, and then once I got done with the show here, and I had to push my nap back. Because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, when you do hours like Moose and I, napping is a big part of your day. So, agreed.
Yes.
So, anyway, sorry, Quentin.
No.
So, anyway, so my point in bringing that up is I couldn't go take a nap because I wanted to watch this game.
Yeah.
And I was locked in, dude. And even during halftime, I couldn't remember how long the soccer halftime is. I'm like, if I close my eyes, I was tired. I said, I'm not going to wake up for the second.
So, it's hard to keep your eyes open at that stage, though, if you're that drowsy, that tired.
I was
but
tired.
You were locked in, yeah.
I was locked in, though. And I really enjoyed the game. And it was great to see, you know, all girls win it, all ladies win it. It was a hell of a game. And that penalty kick by our goalie making that save.
I mean, yeah, the 83rd minute was remarkable.
Was massive.
Yeah, 2-1 lead at that stage. The English also had a goal called back for offside.
Right.
That would have tied the match up. The United States team played without Megan Rapinoe, who was out with a hamstring injury. And that was the drama early on as she was sitting on the bench and people were speculating, why is she benched? Oh, well, I mean, it wasn't based on performance. I mean, right. you knew that there had to be some sort of an injury, Taz, as she didn't go through the pregame warm-ups. I mean, she was there dancing. I think people that were there at the arena, at the stadium said that, you know, she was doing the Macarena when that popped up on the loudspeaker. But she wasn't going through the pregame warm-ups. And we know how big of a lightning rod she has been based on some of her public comments. But certainly she's been a tremendous asset for the women's national team and scoring goals left and right. I think she's got 5 goals so far through the tournament.
Yeah.
She did not play, so not 100% United States women's team, still victorious over England 2-1.
Yes, and the thing with Pino, man, the problem is that the U.S. soccer, the coaching staff, the team in general, and I felt bad for the broadcasters, the color commentator and play-by-play folks, because they had no information. And they basically they had to call it as it is. They're like, U.S. Soccer's not telling us what's wrong with her. So for the first half, no one knew what the heck was going on with Rapinoe. Nobody knew. You know, we just knew that she wasn't warming up. We knew, you know, and we knew that she wasn't going to play. She wasn't in the starting lineup. And then, you know, it was like she was just hanging out watching the game. And it was kind of a bad job by, you know, USA Soccer not to let everybody know what the heck's going on.
But, I don't disagree letting you know about the injury, Taz. But I always thought she was hurt. I mean, didn't you think? I mean, I did too,
but.
Yeah. I mean, but there was not that clarity. I don't disagree with you, but I always kind of just assumed that it was an injury.
Because she was there. She was there.
Right. I didn't think Megan Rapinoe was going to be benched based on performance.
Suspension or something.
Or something that, you know, she said or did or anything like that. We haven't heard anything. You know, aside from her being outspoken about President Trump and everything like that, but,
right.
you know, and showing up to the White House, aside from that, Taz, you know, she hasn't really done it. She's just been, her celebrations, as we talked about in the quarterfinal, were off the charts. I mean, were just kind of fun and in the moment and feeling it. You know, I agree with you. There was no clarity. That's a bad job by United States Soccer by providing a little bit of clarity in that first half. But I also didn't think that it was based on something outside of her being a little bit banged up.
Right. No, I agree. I figured it was an injury, too. I'm with you on the same page. Just put it, you know how it is as someone who covers sports. You'd like to know, all right, is her shoulder, her back? Does she have a leg injury?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's going on? But back to that PK shot, that penalty shot. That penalty kick save, that was by Alyssa Nayer. That was the keeper for the USA. Unbelievable clutch. And Twitter blew up, dude. I was on Twitter. I mean, it was like people were going crazy. I mean, trending Jones. It was unbelievable. I think we have a memory lane, Moose, about this, don't we? About the USA soccer. Mike, is this true? Yeah, thanks for the nod. That translates.
Yes,
the radio.
We will get to the memory lane, like, but here
that's
in a second.
That screams radio.
Yes.
Nodding.
Yeah, it was a tremendous save, a tremendous victory by the United States women's team, and now they await the winner of the other semifinal, which will take place this afternoon. Let's hear, before we get to that memory lane, Taz, let's hear from Rapinoe. This is courtesy of Fox Sports yesterday after the 2-1 victory over England. Play it, Pete.
Just a little minor strain day-to-day, but I feel like I'll be ready for the final. Just a little one. It's hard 3 days on the bounce in this old body.
You know, Alex Morgan, who had the tremendous goal celebration, the sipping of the tea. Some speculated maybe it was smoking a blunt, but it was sipping of the tea.
First, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Weed Jones.
Right. Somewhere Don Nelson was smiling with his weed farms. Where is it?
In Hawaii. Hawaii, yeah.
Yes. So somewhere Don Nelson was like, wants to basically hire Alex Morgan.
Yeah, it's like Rob Van Dam, line two.
Exactly right. So, but here's Alex Morgan. She scored the decisive goal. Here's her after the match and the victory.
Tonight was just a great performance of two quality teams, first-class teams, and it could have gone, you know, either way at times in the game. And I think just the quality of football overall played this tournament thus far by every single team is brilliant. You know, it's just so inspiring. So I think that's all they need to be inspired.
Yeah.
You know,
sorry.
Go ahead.
It was awesome for her on her birthday, okay, to get this goal. She's also the top scorer. I believe 6 goals she has in the 2019 World Cup. So that in itself is super impressive.
She did. How many did she score when they scored 13? Did she score 5?
I don't know.
How many when they scored 13?
Well, it was over Thailand, right? The 13-0 win that everybody was ripping them.
Yeah, I thought she scored 5 in that match.
She did. My people just told me.
Correct. She scored 5 in that one match. So this is her first goal since then. But yeah, she's been great. I mean, she's a tremendous asset. She's been a great player for the United States women's team. for a couple World Cups now, Taz, and it was great to see her get the game winner.
Yeah,
and really for that team to for them to be able to step up. Missing one of their key players, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, Megan Rapinoe is a key player.
Big-time key player. And it was like, and then, you know, I tweeted once, I can't remember the young lady's name from Fox Sports who tweeted, but she's a reporter who tweeted about this. That's when I first saw it, that Rapinoe wasn't going to play right before the game. And I'm like, oh, God, oh, no. And then people on the Twitter, you know, people that follow me, and I was going back, you know, a little bit, reading what they were saying to me. They were like, don't worry about it. We got depth, meaning the USA team. We got depth. We're okay. We got depth. We're good. So, and they were right. Alex Curry, the young lady from Fox, that's who tweeted about Rapinoe not in the lineup and not warming up. So I saw Alex Curry's tweet. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. I follow people in training moves. That's what I do. You know
no,
I mean?
It's a good job by you. That is. Here's Jill Ellis, another young American star after the victory.
Every day, our players in their training environment are put under pressure. It's uber competitive. It requires a lot of focus to even survive, you know, the environment, the culture that's probably been around for 20 plus years. And so I think players that come into this environment, surviving and being able to push through hardship and compete, I think that's kind of, I'll say, bred into them because they don't survive in our own environment if they don't have that internally.
Yeah, I meant to say their coach, but Jill Ellis, their coach, after the victory yesterday, talking about the pressure and certainly what makes this United States women's team really special. And to go into a tournament, Taz, and be the overwhelming favorite, which they were, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to be now in the final, there's something to be said to living up to expectations. When you have, you know, when you have the pressure to perform and then to perform.
Yeah.
And play your best, and play your best at pivotal moments, and to get, as you mentioned, you know, to see Nair get the save on the penalty kick, to preserve the 2-1 lead, to be able to hold on to a 2-1 victory as England is pressuring left and right. I mean, it says a lot. And to be able to win when guys even have that depth tested, though, Taz, to lose a player of the caliber of Megan Rapinoe for the semifinal and still come out victorious, it says a lot.
Especially when that England team was fired up. That you could tell, and that one of their top players, Ellen White, she was locked in. And I felt like, man, she's going to be the alpha female in this game without Rapinoe there. But I'll tell you what, Alex Morgan, man, she's the best. So it's great. She was clutch. That was big. It was just big. I'm really behind these girls. This is awesome, and I'm looking forward to it. And them being in the final, I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass how cocky they were, what they did to Thailand, or all that. We talked about this a couple times. I don't care. Look, I'm a proud American. It's the 4th of July tomorrow. We got a bench cut start later on in this show that screens 4th of July. I feel American. You're American. I'm American. We're all American. The Women's World Cup USA team, they're American. That's why they're on the USA team. I wish we had some kind of a USA music, but I guess we'll play that later.
Well, Kristen something. Press, who scored the first goal for the United States women's team yesterday, Taz, I thought it was fascinating where she was asked about the header right after that match went final. I forget by the reporter on Fox, and she asked how much she practiced, and she said she watched a lot of Carly Lloyd doing it repeatedly, header after header after header after header in practice, and said never really stepped in to participate, but just kind of watched her doing it, and then had the opportunity and was able to put the first goal of the match home. And the United States women's team just has this propensity to jump out on top early, Taz. I think in each and every one of their matches, they've scored in the first 10 or 15 minutes.
They are fun to watch. And speaking of Carly Lloyd, did you see when she got on the field later in the game, the reaction she got, the ovation she got from the USA fans and the attendants there in France was unbelievable when Carly Lloyd got onto the field to play. So it was great. I think she's got 3 goals in the I was reading this
Lloyd?
Yesterday. Lloyd, I think she's got like
Man,
3 goals right now.
Rutgers.
Rutgers? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Rutgers.
Wow.
Yeah, they honored her this past football season.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think she was enshrined into the Rutgers Hall of Fame.
I did not know. Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for her.
So, yeah. So she's and she's been a great representation for women's soccer across the world and representing the United States for a long time. So, yes, I think there's that respect level, Taz, even with her taking on you know, that super sub role here for Jill Ellis.
Right.
I think there is that that overwhelming respect of what she has done for United States women's soccer. And, so yesterday we made some predictions in terms of how this match would go yesterday, which brings us to a little memory lane. Take a listen.
All right. Ah, the memories. Let's take a stroll down memory lane with Taz and the Moose.
You predicted correct score last match, 2-1. I had 3-1 United States over France. It ended up being a 2-1 final. What do you like today?
Well, this is harder, okay, because this is you got semifinals here, right? So I predict that the U.S. women's national team will win the game, okay, will win the game 2-1, same score as against France.
2-1 final. Okay, I'll go same score as I did last time. 3-1.
You could be right. You could be right.
No, they got a pretty good defense. Either of us could be right. I mean, I think we both have them advancing. We're going to be both rooting our rear ends off for them to advance to the final, to beat England this afternoon. If it ends up being a 2-1 or 3-1 final, so be it. I just want to see them win.
The whistle. Houghton is ready. So is Nair. Houghton shot. Save.
There you go. 2 in a row, Taz, for you. 2-1 final.
This is what I do. Yes. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, I feel humbled that memory lane was done. That was nice. It was pretty good. And I don't know, Moose, maybe one day I got to go to track with you. I'll do a little handicap with some horses. I mean,
yeah,
a
little bit of a different beast.
A little bit different.
Just a tad different. But yeah, why not?
That was funny.
Try your luck at the track. Absolutely. You've been around the track.
I figured you'd be all over me. I figured you'd be like, Taz, maybe we got to go to OTB together or something. You know what I mean? I'm over here nailing. I'm picking scores, nailing it. I'm telling you who's going to. Didn't I say yesterday that Alex Morgan would have the winning goal? I could have sworn I said that. I might have named three other people with her. No, I think I said Alex Morgan and O'Hara, one of them.
You named the whole team?
Yeah, you named four women.
No, I think I named, well, maybe.
Three. We could have, but three or four women.
You got to cover your bases, you know what I mean?
I understand, but then you can't say, like, listen, you nailed the score. Congratulations. Good job.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
I think the over-under number was, what, 2.5 goals for the game? Maybe.
Yeah, something.
I don't know what it was.
Just said. Nobody said nothing when I came in. Like, early this morning, I thought someone said, wow, Taz, you know, it's great.
Oh, I can't believe it. Such a great job.
It's really, I mean, honestly, I'm not even.
I mean, it's not football.
It's not that.
It actually is football.
You know, the score is going to be like 2-1.
It actually is football.
It's football Americano.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
No, I know.
He's picking NBA final score, 97-88.
Hey, I can't. What game was that?
It was Pacers.
The Pacers.
NBA playoffs year and a half ago.
Yeah. Wow.
A year and a half.
Right.
How
does
he remember this?
I don't know.
It was 88-85 or something.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Because you probably didn't let him forget it.
Maybe.
That's a fair point.
it's a combo of my neuroses.
That's a fair point.
It's hammering. Point.
Yeah. Right. But yes, congratulations, Taz.
Thank you, Moose.
Hell of a selection.
Two in a row.
Bench cut start, July 4th style. We'll get into that next. It's Taz and Moose here on this Wednesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler, RVD. Just want to let you know, you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
I saw him in concert, this Neil Diamond.
Nice.
And he did this. I saw him at Jones Beach. That's in New York, ladies and gentlemen. Wantagh, New York, Nassau County.
Yeah.
I saw him there, too. It was nice, actually.
He does a great concert.
He did a good job. But, I mean, I don't think of him. When I think of Americana, I don't think of this song.
Oh, I do. I think it's great.
I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan, but I think of the Bruce song, that famous one he had, the American song.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that song, it's the, you know, Born in the USA.
Yeah. Born in the USA. Yeah, that one.
Right. The words aren't exactly, you know, all pro-America.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry.
My bads are out the window.
I understand. If you listen to
no, that's all right.
But the facts right. Yeah,
my bad.
No, that's all right. Because I used to say the same thing. And a number of years ago, an Uber Bruce fan mentioned that.
Really?
Yeah, brought that up to me.
You know, Dr. Death Steve Williams, I think, used that as entrance music in UWF, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Side note.
No, I think, that, no, that's
really,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Really? It's not a... It's
well, no, it's talking about war. I mean, there's a number of different ways to look at it. Yeah, I mean, it's... I get the point, yes. It's born in the... Yeah, I mean, but all the lyrics aren't exactly positive. Oh.
So probably not a good time to break down the song lyric by lyric.
No, probably not right now.
We'll be trending somewhere,
America. So I am in agreement with you, but yeah. I do. I'm thinking about American songs on the 4th of July, Neil Diamond's right up there. I gotta be honest.
Really?
With you. Yeah, it is. I love that song. My mom loved that song. My mom was a huge Neil Diamond fan. I saw him when I was, my mom took me and my sister, sister, when we were young,
yeah.
And I'm talking about like teenagers,
right.
Like when we were young, to a Neil Diamond concert, you know, and that's not, we went and he put on a great show.
I saw him when he was a little bit old a couple of years ago. You saw him when he was younger. He was great.
Neil Diamond, Rod Stewart, I went to when I was young.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Bruce with my mom when I was young. Who else did I see? Lionel Richie.
Really?
I saw Lionel Richie in concert.
He was over like Rover back in the day. Lionel Richie was a megastar.
Right. This was not with the Commodores.
You saw Limp Bizkit too?
I did see not with my mom. Not with my mom. I did see Limp Bizkit as well. I saw him at a festival at the old Meadowlands.
Wow. You weren't a little kid though. You was a young man.
I was. It was with my girlfriend at the time, not my wife. Okay. Another girl I was dating.
Touchy subject.
Limp Bizkit and Metallica. Were the two headliners at that festival.
Must have been a nice girl. She liked that kind of music. No.
You know what? I remember that day, dude. It was like 95, 96 degrees.
Oh, really? You were probably drinking Rheingold.
No. Rheingold. The sun was beating down. Was this 1965? I wasn't drinking the Rheingold. Oh, but... It wasn't that long ago, but I just remember
Woodstock.
It was like 96 degrees out, and there was no cloud cover, and the sun was just beating down.
That's the worst, dude. Especially if you were drunk like you were. I mean, that's the worst.
I wasn't drunk like that.
You were drunk.
I was not. I really wasn't that day. It was too hot. I was drinking water, dude. I was so hot.
I don't picture you digging Lionel Richie, even though he's big.
Lionel Richie was a star.
Still to this day.
Yes.
So you went stuck on you. And there it is.
Oh, Pete, that's a great job by you. I was listening to this song the other night.
On my way.
You listen to this while you're driving, like the SNY?
On my way home sometimes.
On the West Side Highway?
Way home.
On you.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. There's nothing better than listening to this. Driving down the West Side Highway, 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, sun starting to rise.
Really?
Oh, my God. This is great.
I'm blasting like Judas Priest.
Usually. Oh, a little bit different in our musical tastes. Yeah, this is it, man. This is great.
I just picture the moose. Can you picture that, Andrew? You're just driving down the West Side Highway with his sunroof open.
Arms out the window, feeling the breeze.
He's in traffic. Great. He's not stressed.
Singing the top of his lungs.
Suck on you. Oh, yeah.
It's maybe one of those songs that brings you back to when the first time you heard it. For me, it does.
Not me. You know what I think of when I hear this? I want to smash things.
Oh,
that's what I think. I'm not a romantic. It's sad. As far as Americana... I would think maybe one of my favorite ones is the Star Spangled Banner by Jimi Hendrix. That would probably be one of the top songs as far as song Americana.
Yeah.
What else? Another American. When you think of American songs, you know, which one I'm not a fan of, and I know it's very famous, and, you know, his legend, James Brown. What's that? Living in America? That was a big one. Living in America!
Yeah, I think of Rocky.
Oh, that's right, when Apollo Creed.
Correct.
Right. That's, I forgot about that. That was like Rocky 2?
No, Rocky 4, Drago.
That was the Drago one,
that was when Apollo Creed died, right before it.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you mean? That's the scene, right? Apollo Creed, that's the, if he dies, he dies. That was when Rocky was in his corner of Apollo Creed. Remember the exhibition match?
I do.
Yeah.
You're going to have this blast in the backyard tomorrow?
No, I'm not. No, I'm more Neil Diamond. No, but the... The high five that Apollo Creed gave to James Brown.
I remember that, actually.
Yes.
That's funny. the hardest working man in show business. Now, he was a great performer, James Brown. Amazing, yeah. Amazing. But, Andrew, what's your Americana song? This one?
Yeah, this one.
Or you're more of a Simon and Garfunkel America. I can see you digging that.
I do like them and that song. Shocking. Yes, that's fair.
You like Simon and Garfunkel for real?
It fits with the tennis motif you laid out on me the other day, doesn't it?
It actually does.
Yeah.
It actually does fit. Yeah, I'm not a Simon and Garfunkel guy. I know they had a big song called America.
Why do you question people's musical taste?
Well, so I like to pass judgment on people.
I know. Why is that?
This is what I do. I've been doing this for months here. My whole career I've been doing this to people.
Right.
This is how I am. I'm in real life. Don't answer. In real life, this is how I am. This is why I don't have a lot of friends.
You know, I got you.
And friends that I've made here are rapidly going away. Even my family, a lot of my family, my immediate family, I think likes me. Yeah. But my outside family, you know, I don't talk to any of them. You know.
Interesting.
You're an outsider.
Happy 4th of July.
Outcast.
We'll delve in. All right. Nice.
Marginalized you.
All right. What's up, Bogus?
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, wait. Whoa. So fast, quarterback. Slow down. Whoa. Okay. Slow down. When I have to ask you because I'm just a co-host. I mean, when are we doing the bench cut start? I'd like to know.
We're going to do it after Andrew.
Oh. Well.
That's why I was trying to move it along. So we had some time on the back end to be able to do it.
I got you, brother. I got you.
All right, take it away.
Thanks, Moose.
Andrew, go ahead.
Thank you, Mark.
Let the quarterback lead the way.
You are a mock.
The L.A. Dodgers won their fourth consecutive home game in their last at-bat, this time without a hit.
3-2 with the bases loaded. T.J. McFarland to Bellinger. Inside ball 4. The Dodgers take a walk on the wild side.
That's a great song.
Charlie Steiner on Dodgers Radio. T.J. McFarland walked Cody Bellinger after Arizona closer Greg Holland walked the four previous Dodgers. So that's 5 walks in a row. They produced 2 runs all after there were 2 outs. The Dodgers win 5-4. An odd victory as well for the Reds.
There it goes, and it's bounced over first base and down the line in right field. And on around to third base comes Puig, and the Reds have him on the corners with 2 out, and now the ball gets through, and Puig's going to score, and this one belongs to the Reds.
5-4 in 11 over the Brewers. That was Marty Brenneman on Reds Radio. Yasiel Puig scoring from first on Jose Iglesias' single and Christian Yelich's throwing error. The Giants, 10-4 winners in San Diego. Third straight game, they score in double figures. First time they've done that since 2010. The Astros outscored the Rockies in Denver 9-8. Philly blanked Atlanta 2-0. The Mets got by the Yankees 4-2. The Angels returned to the field last night and beat the Rangers 9-4 just more than 24 hours after the death of their teammate Tyler Skaggs. The A's topped the Twins 8-6. Cleveland winning in KC 9-5. And Boston won in Toronto 10-6. Rafael Devers, 2 homers and 6 RBI. Reported optimism within the Cowboy organization that Ezekiel Elliott will not be punished for knocking over a security guard while arguing with his girlfriend at a concert in Vegas back in May. Elliott met yesterday with Roger Goodell, then posted an apology on social media saying he is working hard to make better decisions. The Lakers yet to add Kawhi Leonard, but they have signed veteran forward Jared Dudley. Mikey B's Nets adding Wilson Chandler, and the Warriors inking Willie Cauley-Stein and Glenn Robinson III. Guys?
Yeah, and getting Cauley-Stein on the veteran minimum, which is a nice signing for a guy that wanted out of Sacramento and puts himself in a winning position. They also get Looney back for a 3-year, $15 million deal. It's amazing what Golden State is able to bring in and not have to spend all that much money to bring in some quality players, because Cauley-Stein, I think, can play on Golden State as long as they're going to get up and down the court. I think that fits his system and fits his talents, the former Kentucky star. All right, so tomorrow, July 4th, we got a special BCS coming your way right now.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
All right, so this is a Mark Malusis production.
Mark Malusis.
Okay, so Moose, you had a really good idea here with this BCS. It's fireworks, barbecue, bench/pool. Up bench, how am I doing? Beach/pool. So you can go fireworks, barbecue, beach, or pool. Beach with pool. You know, waterworks, we'll call it, whatever. By the way, side note, I did a little research during that update. You are correct about Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. Definitely I did some research. There's a sarcastic little tirade in there towards, like, the government USA system.
Yeah.
So you are correct.
Yeah. That. No, I know. I know.
Well, I just want to get the facts right.
Well, we did. That's fine. Thank you. Thank you for confirming me.
Perfect fit right here to the BCS.
I appreciate the confirmation. Take it away, Taz. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go first,
yeah.
I guess. Why not? You could close it out, Moose. It's your bit. So here we go. I'm going to bench the pool / beach. I'm going to cut the fireworks. I'm going to start the barbecue. Okay? So the pool / beach, I'll bench it. Listen, it's beautiful. I got the beautiful pool. I got a beach right near me. I got the whole thing, right? And you got it. Everybody's got something with a pool or a beach or whatever. That's great. The thing is, it's a little bit annoying. You know, I got the water. Then I got to dry off. There's a lot. I got drippage. I got a lot going on. And it's a little too much work. I'm going to cut the fireworks because of a danger factor, basically. It's just dangerous. So I'm not into, you know, just doing the firework thing. I never was. Wasn't my thing. Not a big... I like to watch the big, crazy Garucci brothers and whatnot blowing off the fireworks at Shea Stadium back in the day when I was a kid. But, I'm not going to go crazy in the fireworks, Moose, July 4th. But I definitely will start and go crazy with the barbecue. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Food, we're talking. You could get a teriyaki marinade going on, or maybe a honey Dijon, you know, chicken breast or something like that. Cook your... Bake a potato and throw that summer gun right on the grill. Maybe grill a little pizza, believe it or not. A little small pizza. Maybe my brother-in-law, I'm going to his casa tomorrow. Maybe he'll do that. A little hint, hint. Dano. So I'm going to go barbecue start. So we're going to bench pool / beach, cut fireworks, start barbecue. And how about you, Mr. Quarterback?
Yeah, I look at the scenario as it's not me lighting off fireworks. It's what I signify July 4th to me. Like, what do you, when you look at July 4th and you look at the holiday, I'm not going to be lighting off, Roman candles and shooting them at my sons and to help ring in the 4th of July. I looked at it a little bit differently.
You should have said that. I set the thing up, and you didn't say that. You should have corrected me. It's your bit. Say something.
No.
You've never bit your tongue before. Why start now?
No. What do you mean? We talked about this last night.
It was two texts.
I'm not going to be lighting off fireworks. So even though they're, you know, legal in some of the states that we broadcast across, yes. You know, I'm not one that's going to go out and get an M80 on my way home today.
Take a blockbuster
and start throwing them and start throwing them at people. That doesn't do anything for me. But when I look at fireworks in terms of, you know, for at this stage of my life with three young kids, they don't really love the fireworks. It's a little too loud, Taz. Right. So I'm not really going to be going to a fireworks spectacular. I'll watch the Macy's fireworks spectacular on NBC tomorrow night, which will be on the East River, the east side of Manhattan, and in the city that we broadcast from. I'll watch those tomorrow night.
On TV, you're going to watch the fireworks.
I'll watch those on TV, but I'm not going to take the kids because the kids get scared of them. It's a little bit too loud for their young ears. So I'm going to cut the fireworks, right? I'm going to bench the beach and the pool. We don't have a pool at home, but we do like going to the beach. I'm not sure if that's going to be part of it tomorrow morning after I do the show, of whether or not we're going to head to the beach for a part of the day. But I'm going to start, we're in agreement here, the barbecue when I think about the 4th of July, weather permitting, obviously, as long as it's not pouring out. I'm going to start barbecue. So hamburgers, hot dogs, whatever. You mentioned honey Dijon chicken or steak or anything and the like. It's great. I think that comes along with the summer months, warm weather, is outdoor cooking. And when I think about July 4th, I think about some grilled meats or fish on the barbecue.
I feel you on that. Yeah. I don't fear the rain, okay, because, you have to have a structure over your barbecue.
Yeah, so, I do not. Yeah, so mine structural. Is weather permitting.
Okay, I got you. And the thing is, anybody who calls the show and wants to give you BCS, because it's July 4th tomorrow, 855-212-4227, you know, give your BCS. But like, now what's the deal? Because, like, I had a different vision of the fireworks. I thought it was, like,
whatever your vision is. Whatever your vision is. I mean, so, I mean, I looked at it more of a case of, you know, what does July 4th mean to you? What's more meaningful? When you think about the 4th of July, what do you think about? Do you think about going to the beach or the pool? Do you think about fireworks? Do you think about barbecue?
Eating in the heat.
Right, exactly. You can go any which way.
I'm with you on the fireworks, too. Like, it is dangerous. And I know Mikey B, I mean, rumor has it, he's huge. He's one of these guys, Moose, that on like tomorrow night on his block, he'll get the aluminum the garbage can, and he'll just start throwing fireworks in there. You ever see those guys?
Yes.
Like, yeah, they'll just start. That's Mikey B. That's the rumor. He just throws stuff in there.
Right. Idiots.
Exactly. A fire garbage can, and just throws stuff, and he laughs while he's drinking beer wearing a Nets shirt. Nice. And the whole neighborhood's terrified.
That rumor is not true. Erotic Jews, terrified of those things.
Way to play along.
Okay.
That's the name. And Nick goes that. Nobody plays along. So enjoy football.
What's going on, Mike? What do you got, BCS?
Well, my BCS wouldn't make sense. I'd have to lie then, Taz, about it.
No,
because,
it's a joke.
Because I'll start right away with cutting fireworks.
Okay.
I agree with you. And to look at both of your visions, I know, Moose, you had it one way how you saw fireworks, and Taz, you saw it another. I think both of them don't make sense in my view. One, you could get injured, you could get hurt, even when they're going off. A shell could fall on your head. You can't protect yourself from that.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. A shell
from the fireworks.
What kind of fireworks are you shooting?
You're at the park.
Machine gun?
The
guy's got a machine
shells
gun.
Shells are flying.
Yes, I just got a Gatling gun.
I'm just telling you, you got to be careful.
Like, what is,
there's injuries involved.
Shell.
So I'm cutting fireworks.
What's he got, like a mortar? This guy's throwing Molotov cocktails?
I had a bad incident, when I was a kid, so it's in my mind.
Out of a war zone.
I'm benching water. God. I love being around the water, and I think there's something very peaceful and relaxing.
Hold on a second. You're benching water in general.
Well,
you're saying the water works.
Well, yeah, the water
pool
works.
Beach, right? Not just water, drinking water.
No, I recommend water for daily life.
Okay.
Very important.
It's pretty important, yeah.
And I'm starting food because there's and I'm starting barbecuing because there's not many things in life that are better. And when
is
you
Peter
combine
right over
it,
there? He's up chucking. He seems like he's...
Yeah, Pete will be fine.
It's explosions. Tell him that.
It's the smoke of the shells hit you in the head.
Very dangerous back here behind the glass.
Yeah, continue.
There's
your
nothing
thoughts.
Better than, and not many things better than food and life and barbecuing and the relaxation factor.
Right.
I as well now am very excited for some chicken Dijon.
It's called honey Dijon.
Honey Dijon chicken. Very excited for that, apparently.
Yeah.
So I'm benching water, cutting the very dangerous and nasty fireworks, and starting barbecuing.
There you go. Pete, what do you got?
Well said.
I'm agreeing with all of you. I'm benching the beach pool water.
Right.
It will be a part of the festivities, but it's not the first part of the festivities. I'm cutting the fireworks because, you know what? Been there, done that. I've done that before.
What do you mean, been there, done that? You're like this is like your regular routine for years? What's that mean, been there, done that?
Well, I've seen enough firework displays.
That's right.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
But were you back in the day a guy who blew off fireworks?
No. I watched someone else blow a fire.
Yeah, my dad used to. I mean, as my memories of 4th of July when I was a kid, my dad would have a cigarette in his mouth and just lighting off everything.
That's awesome.
And he would tell me, my brother and my cousins, stay on the stoop.
That's funny.
With the sitters who couldn't move. And he was like, he was shooting them off like into the street. Like, but we lived on a big boulevard. But like when it was a red light, so it couldn't injure no one.
Well, I got you.
So yeah, that's my upbringing.
Cool. Well, there you go.
Brooklyn.
Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, this is
right on a boulevard.
Yeah, right on a boulevard. Queens, Brooklyn. This is how it was.
Yeah, different way back when.
Yeah,
very safe.
My dad with a Paul Mall hanging out. Don't move. Stay with your brother on the porch.
Turn around.
I said to him one year, I go, Dad, where did you get all these fireworks? Yeah, they boxes of them.
Yeah,
and he got them.
Pennsylvania.
Well, no, this was. Your uncle got him. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's how it was back.
Drove away.
So once my dad said, don't worry about it, you just moved on.
Yeah, there you go.
You just left alone. You didn't say nothing else. That's how it was back then. God rest his soul. But anyway, that's the deal.
You're starting the barbecue.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm
there
starting
you go.
Meat. Any chance you can cook meat at any time, I'll take it.
In the all heat. Right. Meat in the heat.
Yes. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS, your number to call. What would your BCS, July 4th, beaches, pool, barbecue, or fireworks? 4th of July, we celebrate our nation's birthday tomorrow. It's Taz and the Moose with you on this Wednesday. Good hump day, one and all. Thanks for being locked in. It's right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
So Ezekiel Elliott met with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in New York on Tuesday to discuss a May incident in Las Vegas involving the Cowboys running back. Elliott issued an apology for his off-the-field conduct following the conclusion of that meeting. And I guess what transpired out in Las Vegas, him and his girlfriend were at a concert, and he ended up pushing a security guard over. You could see it on video. He's wearing, I believe, a Lakers jersey, a LeBron James jersey at the time of the incident. But, you know, it's just, you know, another, you know, kind of a, another step for Elliott here where you get a little concerned if you're Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. Listen, it's in the grand picture of things. Is it all that big of a deal? I mean, no. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, nobody was... You know, nobody went to the hospital or anything of that nature. But, I mean, Elliott did push a guy over when he didn't need to. And you can clearly see it on video. And and those are the things that you could do away with if you're Ezekiel Elliott. Sometimes he's got, at some point in time, Taz, he's got to grow up and mature.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He's a public figure. And, you know, you're expected to do and act a certain way. And, you know, he'll mature. This is just part of the process, I would assume, for him. He did apologize. He said, I've worked hard to make better decisions and live up to the high standards that are expected of me. You know, so he goes, I failed to do that here, and I made a poor decision. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, this is not like a horrific thing he did here. But, you know, and I believe the security guard chose not to press charges. I believe that's the case. So, you know, but still, like I said, he's a public figure, you know, and you're in the public eye. So you got to be smart. You can't do something like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's also just acting like a normal member of society, right? I mean, for Elliott, I mean, this is brought to the forefront because of who Elliott is, right? I mean, but that behavior and those kind of actions shouldn't be tolerated anywhere. And for Elliott, I mean, I agree with you. At some point in time, you grow up and mature, Taz, but haven't we been saying that now about Zeke for a while here? I mean, you know, haven't we been talking about the fact of, oh, maybe this will be the turning point. Oh, maybe that'll be the turning point. Or maybe then now he'll finally get it. And even though this is not all that big of a deal and the Cowboys believe a suspension is not going to be coming down from the National Football League, you know, it's these choices that he continues to make, this behavior that continues to transpire throughout, you know, every single calendar year, you start to say, I mean, when is he going to get it? When does he, you know, when does the maturation process happen? I mean, when do you grow up and mature, or is this just who he is?
It could be. That could be.
I mean, this could just be who he is as a person.
And that, and that's, that could be a fact. Listen, he's, at this point, what is he? He's 23, 24 years old. I think he's 23 years old. I mean, so he is still young, but, you know, and he's had a lot of success. Like, he comes out of Ohio State. At Ohio State, you know, look, out of high school, you know, he was probably a super high recruit. Goes into Ohio State and, you know, just a star, right? So, you know, he's not living the life of a normal college student like most collegiate, you know, especially high-end D1 athletes that play in football or basketball. So, you know, so he probably had a lot of people around him, you know, really placating to him, you know, kind of kissing his butt in essence. And then, you know, you come out as a top draft pick and you go to America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, and you hit the ground running literally and you're a star. I mean, so all of this big time stuff happened to him quick. Now, there's plenty of other guys just like him that aren't doing the wrong thing publicly and stuff like that. So I'm not making excuses for him.
No, I get it.
I'm just saying there's a lot at a young age, and everybody handles things differently.
No, they do. They do, Taz. But, I mean, the concern level for the Cowboys have got to be pretty high, no?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Jerry Jones, you're Stephen Jones, you're part of that ownership group, you're running the Dallas Cowboys, I don't think you put your head to the pillow every night saying Ezekiel Elliott gets it. I think you're hoping that Ezekiel Elliott doesn't have another misstep.
Right.
I mean, it was the St. Patrick's Day Parade 2017. You know, he's on a float. He pulled a woman's top down.
Yeah.
You know, you get this incident in May out in Las Vegas, in which, you know, he, I mean, it wasn't, if you watch the video, there was no need for it. I mean, there was no need for what he decided to do, but he decided to do it nonetheless. I mean,
well,
and there does come a point where you are concerned about his actions away from the football field, especially in the offseason, of what Elliott's going to do next.
Listen, I know you're saying there's no need for it. You're right, there is no need for it. I'm not saying there is. But it was like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning at a concert. He probably had a few pops in him. Yeah, he's a kid. He's doing something stupid. Again, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying stuff happens after midnight at concerts. People do stupid things. You know what I mean? So he just happens to be a guy who had a who's plays for the Dallas Cowboys, who makes millions upon millions of dollars and is a public figure and has got a very distinct look, so you could pick him out of a lineup in a heartbeat. You know what I mean? So I think he did something stupid, and he probably, I don't want to say he was drinking. He might have been drinking. Who knows?
But he continues to do stupid things.
I don't know what to tell you. I hear you.
No, I agree with you. And it wasn't like it was an altercation. He decided to lower his shoulder and push the guy over.
Yeah, well.
I mean, and there's no need for it. No. I mean, I look at Elliott. I mean, I find him, you know, to be away from the football field. He acts like a douche. I mean, there's no other way to cut it.
He's a stupid kid. That's a young man.
I mean, he's not 18.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, I get it.
But at some point in time, you got to get it.
He's got to mature and get it.
I mean, at some point, you got to get it.
I hope he does.
Yeah. It's Taz and the Moose. We got the three coming for your way next. Right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.